They're trying to change becoming an alcoholic, yet every single day they're reaffirming that that is the person that they are.
Welcome to The Daily Path. Every single day, I'll be sharing the raw truths about my lessons, insights, as well as my mistakes, and what it takes to build a million-dollar movement. Each episode will deep dive into the unfiltered world of marketing, sales, leadership, and the crazy shit that happens inside of my mind as I navigate my way through the chaos and step outside of my comfort zone. So take notes, strap in, and subscribe.
I want to run you guys through the thought process and the frameworks that I use to overcome a really dark period inside of my life. So I grew up in Australia, popular kid, was in the school band, like just things were going really, really well. When I was 14 years old, my parents moved us over to New Zealand, and that's when things started to really go sour. I was inside of a new environment, trying to meet new friends, and being a 14-year-old kid, all I wanted to do was fit in. I wanted to be accepted. And so I found myself doing and saying and acting a certain way that was not in alignment with who I was in an attempt to be accepted by the people around me. So I started, you know, doing drugs. I took up smoking cigarettes. I started graffitiing. I was fighting. I was going out every weekend. I was talking back to my parents. And this went on for quite a few years. And so I ended up getting jumped by about 12 guys one night when I was walking around graffitiing at about 2 a.m. And I got the living shit kicked out of me. After that moment, I started boxing because I thought to myself, shit, if I don't learn how to fight, I'm going to just get walked all over inside of this neighborhood. The boxing went really, really well. I earned the respect of the people that used to bully me, which sounds fucked up at the time looking back. But all I wanted to do was fit in, and I found that the only people in that area were just like naughty kids that were always up to no good. So I started this boxing career for about 8 years. And one night I was in the back getting ready for a fight. And my dad pulls me outside and he says, Dan, I don't know how to tell you this, but your mum has unexpectedly passed away. And so from that moment, I just spiraled out of control, like drinking, drugs, fighting, just suppressing my emotions constantly, not knowing how to deal with the pain that I was experiencing. And it was just coming out in the form of other areas that were just detrimental to my mind and detrimental to my life. My mother was a world champion bodybuilder for about 10 years, way back in the day. So when she passed away, I stopped boxing and I made it a goal of mine to get on a bodybuilding stage in memory of her. So I did that bodybuilding show. It was incredible, but I was still going through these moments of depression where I just felt like a victim. I just felt like, why is this happening to me? And so I hired a mentor and he was really teaching me about human psychology and neuro-linguistic programming. And I remember going to Melbourne for a 2-day event and we were opening up about the things that have happened inside of our past and, you know, sort of how it shaped who we are today. And I was telling him, I said, man, I'm depressed. And I remember this moment very, very vividly because he said to me, he goes, are you depressed, Dan? And I said, yeah, I am depressed. And he goes, interesting. Are you depressed right now? And he said, right now, like in this very moment. And I said, oh, I'm not depressed like right now. And he said, Dan, who you were, whether it was 1 second, 1 minute, 1 hour, 1 day, 1 week, 1 month, 1 year ago, he said, who you were, Dan, is not who you are. And who you are is whoever the fuck you decide to be in this very moment. And he said that change can happen in an instant. And he said to me, but the paradox is, Dan, is that if you don't believe that change can happen in an instant, then it won't, because your actions and your worldview is always going to be governed by what you believe to be true, whether it's right or wrong, and whether it serves you or not. And I find that so many human beings, they are carrying this baggage from the past and they're basically dragging it into the present and trying to change the future with past beliefs that don't even actually serve them. And it's really, really crazy when you see this because we label ourselves to be things that aren't in alignment to where we're trying to go inside of our lives, that don't yield the success that we want to achieve inside of our lives, right? So if I'm saying I am this type of person, I am this type of person, and this is why I fucking hate this Alcoholics Anonymous stuff where people literally go there every single morning. They stand up in front of everyone and they say, "Hi, my name is Dan and I am an alcoholic." They're trying to change becoming an alcoholic, yet every single day they're reaffirming that that is the person that they are. It's becoming weaved into their identity and ingrained into who they are. So if you're constantly affirming, "I am this type of person," then how the fuck can you change when you're constantly weaving this "I am" statement inside of your identity? And I realized that for so many years, I was just labeling myself things that didn't even serve who I wanted to be or what I wanted to achieve. And I wasn't even aware of it. And so the biggest thing that I can give you guys right now is the perspective and the awareness to be like, what are you identifying yourself to be through your "I am" statements that you may not even be aware of? Understanding that whatever you identify to be is what you believe to be true, and what you believe to be true is going to dictate your actions, and therefore it's going to dictate your results. This is something I wasn't aware of for a very, very long time. Yet it was the biggest thing that was holding me back for my entire life. Saying things over myself that didn't even serve me. And so when I see like a fitness coach who comes into the program and they say things like, you know, "I'm not too sure if this is going to work," or like, I tried ads in the past and it didn't work and I don't know if ads are going to work in the future. Having your worldview being so tied up inside of what happened in the past is going to become a self-fulfilling prophecy of what happens to your life in the future. And the only way to change what happens to your life in the future is to put a fucking roadblock up against everything that's happened inside of the past that doesn't serve you, and to literally die and be reborn with new beliefs, with new values, with new stories, with a new worldview that is actually in alignment to the direction that you want to move towards. And this is how change is created. It's not through funnels or automations or email sequences. You can give the same 10 people, the same system, the same support, the same accountability. 5 people go off and win massively. The other 5 go and fail miserably. Why is that? It's not because the system is different or the support or the accountability. It's the mindset and the beliefs and the perspective and the level of awareness that they have around these things that is keeping them stuck from moving forward. It's like having these invisible shackles that are chained to your arms that are holding you back from progressing. So whatever's happened up until this point, it doesn't actually fucking matter. You can use it as a lesson, and you can use it to help you move forward. You can use it to help you build grit and resilience and work ethic, or you can use it as shit. Why did this happen to me? And you can keep reliving the past and you can let it stop you from moving forward. But the great thing as human beings is that we have a choice. Like, we have a fucking choice as to whether or not we want to choose to believe these shitty stories that don't actually serve us or not. Unless we want to choose different beliefs that are actually going to support our growth and support the direction that we're trying to move towards. And trust me, I've been through some pretty bad shit in the past. My parents had a bad life as well. My dad ran away when he was 14 years old, jumped out of his bedroom window, didn't see his parents for 30 years. My mother ran away from home when she was 11 years old after getting raped by her dad, and after her mother started pouring boiling water on her arms when she was naughty. When I was 14 years old, I moved to New Zealand, got caught up in the wrong crowd. I spiraled out of control in my need to be accepted, with my need to fit in. And inside of my need of fitting in, when I turned 16 years old, my parents walked into my room one day when I was playing PlayStation. They said, "Dan, we can't control you. You're leaving to Australia next week. We got you a one-way ticket. No family." I remember standing off at Sydney Airport, just feeling absolutely alone, feeling like nobody gave a shit about me. And then inside of that process, in Australia, when I was 16 years old, again, getting caught up in the wrong crowd, trying to prove to my parents that I could be independent, going down the spiral of drugs and alcohol and hanging with the wrong people. And I lasted for 2 years and I rang my dad, bawling my eyes out on a payphone, "Dad, please bring me back to New Zealand. I'm so, so sorry." What started with a resentful relationship to my parents for sending me to Australia by myself, I ended up having this newfound respect for them because my perspective had changed. And then when I was 21 years old, I found out that my mother passed away unexpectedly. I fell into depression. And then it was the moment where everything changed, where, you know, I started this bodybuilding show, and then I became a certified nutritionist. Then I started 2 online fitness businesses that did not go well. Then I forked out $8,000 for my first mentor and then blew up and generated over $1.2 million in sales for Supermums Elite. And then inside of that process, I found this obsession with marketing and sales and client delivery and systems and automations and ads. And then I let go of Supermum's Elite, built Cash Clock Academy. It was a multi-million dollar company, and then let that go, and now we're here today. But guess what? It started with one fucking decision. It started with one decision. And that was the decision to let go of the stories and the beliefs and all the shit that's happened to me inside of the past, understanding that I could recreate myself at any given moment. It was the decision to have courage to put myself out there, regardless of how many people persecuted me or threw stones at me online. It was the decision to keep moving forward, no matter fucking what, because I had so much certainty and belief and conviction in my ability to pull this shit off. But if I didn't have those things, if I was like 90% of the world, living in blame, becoming a victim to their circumstances and not understanding that they do have the power to change, then I'd probably be still moving furniture for my dad's company to this day, on next to minimum wage, working 60 hours a week, feeling super unfulfilled with my life. And that's it. The end. I hope you took something away from this. The core message that I want to get across to you is you don't have to be a victim. What's happened in the past, it can shape who you are today in a positive way if you choose to. Or it could shape who you are today in a really bad way if you choose to. But either way, you've got a choice. But the question is what are you going to choose? Are you going to allow victimhood to dictate your life? Or are you going to use that pain and all that adversity that you've been through as power to push forward and to forge this level of courage and work ethic and discipline and commitment that you cannot get if you just have an easy life?